Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 103 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. And I am happy to report I am recording this on Tuesday evening, and we officially just got home from the hospital. So last round, round six in the books, 30 days in the hospital since February, and countless doctor's appointments and visits, and she is officially in remission, and the tumor's gone. And so just again, hearty thank you to all you listeners who have reached out and who continue to follow and who have just been so supportive. People have just been extra kind through all of this, something certainly we didn't expect, didn't plan for, but those things happen. And we've learned a lot. Natalie's just certainly learned a lot, and I've learned a lot through this as well. So just want to say a hearty and huge thank you. And all right, once again, I also want to say thank you for listening. The downloads continue to rise. We're going to break a record this month. So thank you so much to continue to listen, for you all continue to listen, and for you passing it on, because I know a lot of you pass on the podcast to other guys that you know could benefit from this. So once again, thank you for that. So I'm just going to be honest with you. I was struggling this week to come up with the content that I wanted to talk about, even the title. And I had, you know, a lot of different things that kind of ran through my brain, and especially with, you know, Natalie being in the hospital. And, you know, I do research and I read, and, you know, obviously I'm coaching every day. And so I take some examples sometimes for clients, and I was just struggling. And really, it wasn't until earlier today that I started to really formulate this in my head. And one of the reasons that this topic came up for me and came up to me was noticing all of the patients in the hospital. And particularly one time I was walking out of the hospital, and I was behind this person who was obviously not in shape and could barely walk. And, you know, I noticed all the things. Wasn't very old. The person wasn't very old. But as I'm walking to my car, which I parked quite a ways away, they were going to use valet to go to their car. And I thought right off the bat, not to be judgmental, not in a mean way, but I thought, isn't it interesting that they're using valet and I'm the one walking, because I'm in pretty good shape. And I really try to be careful with what I put in my body and the types of food that I eat and the supplements that I take. And this is ramped up, as I've alluded to in previous episodes. This is ramped up, especially since Natalie's diagnosis with cancer, because we had always, or at least for the last 4 years or so, 5 years, have really been trying to eat as clean as we can and be very intentional. And I think a lot of what she did to prepare herself helped her as she developed cancer. Now, who knows why she got it, right? I mean, could have been stress induced, could have been something from years ago, food, could have been just random selection, right? She just gets it. But what I do know, and the doctors even validated, is that, you know, the fact that she had taken care of her body and had been working out and had been careful of what she was putting in helped her through this fight and probably helped minimize some of the side effects, and certainly has helped keep her strong through this, including a great mindset, right? Because she coaches too, and she knows how important it is to be able to self-coach and then also reach out for coaching and all of the things. So I began to think, you know, what is it in my life? What is it in your life that you're not doing, or maybe that you are doing, and you're using an excuse? So, for example, you know, anytime, I mean, you don't have to research far, right? If you're putting a lot of fast food in your body, I want you to ask yourself why. You know, do you just like the taste and you don't care? Is it because of the money? Is it because you don't really care about your health? Is it because you don't really want to get in shape? You don't care how long you live? Because I can walk around those hospital floors and I can see person after person that, and I don't know their history, I don't know their story, but arguably, if you look at healthcare in America, and you look at health in America, right? And across the world, it's a little different because our Food and Drug Administration has less stringent requirements than what most of the world does. And so when you start looking and you start thinking about that, you're like, man, how many of these people in here would not be in here if it was a simple shift in diet, if it was a simple shift in exercise, if it was a simple shift in, you know, mindset to be able to start that exercise or food program? And I thought, how many of them use an excuse of why they can't? And I want to ask you that this week. How many of you are using an excuse of, okay, let's fill in the blank, right? Why you're not in shape, why you don't have a great marriage, why you don't want to work to be the best spouse you can be, why you don't make as much money as you want to make, why you don't have the career that you want to have, why you don't have, right, why you haven't shown up the way you want to show up in your most important relationships. Are you using excuses for these areas of your life? And there are probably, right, with all of you listening out there, and me included, I'm looking in the mirror here, there are areas in our lives where we don't use excuses, where we move through and we're able to put ourselves in a position to thrive, right, and not put ourselves in a position of defeat. You know, or where we become powerless because we don't know how or haven't taken the time to learn skills to communicate with our spouse, or we're afraid of disciplining our children because we want them to like us. We don't want to feel that shame, or we don't want to feel that rejection from those closest to us. And so we make excuses, right? We do that. Now, what I want you to look at this week, or at least investigate, is ask yourself, what areas of your life could you exponentially improve if you didn't have an excuse for it? And you can chunk the categories, right? I just gave you several of them, and there are more. You know, why are some of you not on time? Why are some of you workaholics? Why do you work all the time? Why don't you relax at least some time during the day? I was talking to one of my clients this week. Again, high energy guy, does very well, very successful. And he even calendars on his calendar meditation time because the company he works for thought that was a great idea. And I thought, that's brilliant. I said, how often do you use it? He goes, I've never. He goes, never. I said, well, it's time to start. Right? It's time to start, because research says, and we know, that if you take some time to meditate during the day, you take some time just to stop, you take some time to decompress, right? You're going to be more productive. You're going to be healthier. So what's the excuse of why you're not doing it? And there's a long list you can make, okay? So think about the areas. You can come up with many more categories, but whatever those categories are, I want you to think about those, and I want you to ask yourself if you're making an excuse of why you're not progressing the way you want to progress. Now, here's the other question I want you to ask, because there may be legitimate reasons as to why you are or you're not doing XYZ. You know, there may be a legitimate reason for why you're not as in shape as you want to be. Maybe you had an injury. Maybe you're, you know, recovering from something. Maybe you're, you know, you've gotten to where it's just, you think it's just, I don't know, easier, whatever. It doesn't matter. But there may be a legitimate reason. So I want you to ask yourself too, if you say, Darren, this, you know, I'm not making an excuse, okay? Here's the reason. Ask yourself if you like the reason, okay? Because you might like the reason, and that's great. If you like the reason as to why you're doing, because for some of us, the habits are, you know, poor habits. You know, some of you are, you know, you're drinking a little too much, or you're watching porn, or you're, you know, you're buffering with social media. You can't get away from your phone. So it's not that you're always not doing something. It could be that you are doing something that's not as productive as it could be, or it's destructive even, right, to your health. And so when you start asking these questions, if in fact they're excuses, okay, let's just chalk them up. Don't judge yourself. Say, you know what? He's right. I'm just making excuses here. And I got to see, do I want to change this area? And then there's other areas where you have a legitimate reason. Maybe it's a relationship that you would like to maybe repair someday, but it's not time now. Maybe you've got a tough relationship with a mom, or a tough relationship with your dad, or a tough relationship with an older child. And it's just, you know, there's just too much separation there. You need to do some healing. Or maybe it's a relationship that you've, you know, previously had, or even one that you know you need to get out of. Whatever that type is, maybe you've got a great reason for that. And you like your reason, right? So what is the reason, and do you like the reason? And if you do, then put a check by it and say, you know what? This is why this is not going in the direction that it could be right now. And I like my reason for it, and I'm going to just stay with that for a while. And then you can always revisit it. What I don't want you to do is fool yourself, right? Allow your brain to tell you a story that's not true, or allow your brain to tell you a story that you've started to believe, and it's an excuse. That's where it gets dangerous. That's where you're not being authentic with yourself. Forget about everybody else around you. Are you being authentic to yourself? Are you being true to yourself? Can you tell the truth to yourself? Very, very challenging for some of you out there, I know. Very challenging. And that's okay. I don't want you to judge yourself. Take it right where you are whenever you listen to this podcast and say, you know what? He's right. I'm not going to judge myself, but man, here are the three or four or five, or for some of you, 10. For some of you, it's just one or two areas that I'm making excuses in, and I'm not able, or I haven't been able, to move through those. But the time to start is today. And if you have some reasons that you like, then go with those as well. Another example that I think some of you are on the fence of is coaching. You know, and some of you make decisions one way or the other, and you're like, oh, it's not time now. I don't have enough money. I don't know about reaching out. What will people think? Can he really help me? You know, all of those things. And ask yourself, are those excuses, or are they reasons? And do you like your reason? You know, do you like your reason? So that's your challenge for this week. For some of you, you turned on the podcast just for this episode. You know, maybe you just found this and you're like, wow, this is exactly what I need today. And you're going to be able to ask yourself those questions. Is it a good reason? Do I like it? Or is it an excuse? Listen, I can't thank you enough for listening. Reach out to me. If you do, in fact, if this resonates with you and you're like, man, it's the time is now. He's talking to me. reach out to me this week, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com or drdarrenwilson.com. You can sign up right there. It shoots me an email, and you can sign up for a time that you like. And I'd love to get together, love to get coaching. I had one more opening that's popped up. And so I've got one left. And if you're ready for this week, then you reach out to me. I can't wait to see you next week. We'll be right back here, same time. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.